we did really well. We didn't have enough numbers to really do anything team point wise, but individually we swam really well. We had many lifetime best times, which is really good. Usually we get half and half at something like that, but we were, I think, up in the 90%. It was pretty fun. Pretty fun weekend.
So they were peaking at the right time.
Yeah, it came together pretty darn well. Van won the 100 free and was second in the 100 breast. Britton was in the top three in the 100 free and the 50 free. Rylan was right up there in the 50 free and the 100 fly. He got disqualified in the 100 fly on a false start. He twitched at the wrong time, which, yeah, that hurts. Oh, and Van and Britton both made it to state, which is good. And then on the girls' side, Maddie Whitethorn and Maria Funt both got to state. Maddie in the 100 free and the 50 free. She was third in the 50 and fourth in the 100, which usually fourth is pretty questionable whether it would get the state. We must have had a pretty good region meet. And then Maria got there in the 100 fly. Alyssa Guthrie had lifetime best by a bunch in the 200 free and 500 free.
What about the relays?
Oh, the Boris relays was a heartbreaker.
We were doing so well this season.
We got faster. We did better. But they take only the top eight to state, and we were number nine.
Okay.
So, and we were second at the meet. Thunder Mountain boys are pretty hard to beat.
Oh, okay. So you can get second here in Southeast.
Yeah.
And still not make it to state.
Yeah, they only take top one for sure. And then the next fastest four in the state. And we were number five.
And in swimming, you're competing against all the big schools. All the Anchorage schools.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the 4As.
Yeah, and the hard part to take is that the winner of the region that's around Fairbanks was slower than us. But they're going because they were first. We were actually eighth in the state, time-wise, but because those guys get an automatic.
Because they want geographical representations all around, I see.
Yeah, and
yeah,
both
that's heartbreaking.
The 200 free on the 400 free relay.
Swam really well.
Yes.
Just, yeah, okay. Oh, that's tough.
But it was still fun. We had a great time. Everybody swam well, so way more smiles than tears.
Good. So is that it for some of the swimmers?
For most of them, unless they're going to state or if they're continuing on with the club.
That's the end of the season, but then there's the Viking Swim Club.
Right.
All right, so remind me of the seniors this year.
We had four senior boys, Van Abbott, Britton Erickson, Casey Evans, and Ethan Klute Painter.
So that's kind of it for their
high
school career.
They were saying that a lot. This is the last time I have to warm up, or this is the last time I have to swim the 500 freestyle.
I'm sure it's bittersweet, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, anything else that you wanted to mention? I mean, the Viking Swim Club, the high schoolers can still participate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can.
And that's through the year.
And quite a few will, at least through December. There's a Southeast Championship meet in the first weekend in December that a lot of them like to go to. And then we have our one big home meet the week after state on November 10, 11, 12.
So that's the Viking Swim Club meet.
Right. And we have teams from all over Southeast coming to that one.
Okay. And that's all ages,
All ages, yeah. 6 to 18.